You're listening to a new episode of the Trojans Talk OT Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Trojans Talk OT. I'm super excited to be joined here with my co-host, Jada. Jada, say hello.
Hey.
Me and Jada have been really excited to get going on another episode. And since the season is kind of conference season, we thought we would make an episode really focused on kind of showcasing USC Chan's passion for occupational therapy conferences and things like that, and also some opportunities for the student experience. Jada, do you want to tell them a little bit about kind of what kind of opportunities or what is conferences when it comes to USC Chan?
Yeah, so conferences at USC Chan are more so about developing the professional capabilities of a student. And it's also about just them being able to see what's going on in the OT world outside of USC Chan. So obviously, if you are involved in the OT profession, OT world, everyone knows about AOTA, which is the, you know, annual conference that's held every year in a different state in the US. It's a big conference where you can just hear about what's going on in the OT world in different states, research or other student experiences. You can even check out different exhibits and hear, you know, just like all the cool things that are happening. And so me personally, I've had the opportunity to go to AOTA twice with the Student Leadership Awards. The Student Leadership Awards offered through the Chan Division, it's just a way to offset some of the costs of going to a conference. So, you know, obviously, depending on where it is, you have to pay for, you know, a flight, a hotel, and then, of course, the registration for the conference. So having that leadership award definitely helps with mitigating some of those costs that you have to pay out of pocket that the USC Chan, you know, the division is willing to give to the student. And these, they're obviously awards, so it's not like they are just given to any and every student, even though I'm sure, you know, the division would love to just send as many students as they can. So it's a way for a student to show why they are interested in, you know, their own professional development and why they're interested in certain conferences and giving themselves the chance to go and have that experience for themselves.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, I think typically the leadership awards, it's usually like about, it's probably, I think it's just like one or two short essays that they usually ask for when applying for those, right, Jada?
Yeah, it's I think, honestly, it's like, oh, describe like how you would use this time, how you would use your time at conference and how this would benefit you. So it's, to me, it's nothing scary where you have to, yeah, like write a whole essay of why do you want to be an OT? You know, something as daunting as that. It's just, you know, a little blurb of, you know, just describing why are you interested in this conference? You know, how do you think that this will help you?
Yeah, for sure. I think something I always like to think about when I'm looking at the student leadership awards is it's really, those are really all meant to like reduce the barrier, I guess, to conferences. Mm. Now, I don't think Jada and I can speak for any other OT program because obviously we haven't had the experience of being in them. So I don't know what opportunities look like across the board. But I know specifically in general, I'll say with USC in general, obviously USC is a really big like research school. I think research is something that USC loves to pride itself in across all of the schools. And I always like to say the Chan Division is no exception from that. Chan is notorious for always being a really huge kind of trailblazing university within occupational therapy research. We do things in areas like chronic disease management, things in neurorehabilitation, early intervention for autism, many different things like that. And that's why I think USC always, especially USC Chan, always really perks up when it comes to like conference season and things like that, because it's an opportunity to really like showcase, you know, what is this good work that the Chan Division has been working on and kind of not brag, but almost brag about like, what is USC Chan like doing? You know, how are we changing OT as it is? And I think that's why Chan really focuses on giving students opportunities to kind of be a part of that as well.
Yeah. Like I think it speaks to the fact that, you know, anytime you go somewhere in the OT world and you're like, they're like, oh, what school do you go to? And you're like, oh, I'm, you know, USC Chan. Like, Everyone knows now what you're like bringing to the table, and they know who you are, and it's not as much of a shocker Yeah, because USC Chan gives students these opportunities to be involved in conferences where, you know, some universities or colleges are not always able to offer that to students. I know, at least from my experience of talking with different students from, you know, AOTA conferences that I've been to, sometimes, like, it's common for the students to, like, have to pay their own way, or they do a fundraiser to help with the cost of going. Because you realize, like, USC Chan has a lot of students that they bring to these conferences because they have, you know, the resource to do that, where not every university does. And so I think as a student at USC Chan, like, you do, we do have the privilege of being given these opportunities without having to figure out how we're going to get there ourselves.
Yeah, for sure. We did also want to give you guys some other students' perspectives on the kind of conference opportunities. So I actually hit the streets metaphorically and did some interviews with some students who were able to attend AOTA Hill Day. And they're going to talk to you guys a little bit more about that during the interviews. So we'll roll the clip in a second. But I was able to interview two students. Let's listen in a little bit and hear about their perspective about attending AOTA Hill Day. Today I'm joined with one of my classmates. His name is Calvin Wu, and he is currently joining with me in the second year of the entry-level doctoral program here at USC. Calvin actually had the privilege of being able to attend AOTA Hill Day, and I thought we'd bring him on to tell us a little bit about his experience attending the conference. So hi, Calvin. Welcome to the show. Why don't you just start by telling us a little about yourself, maybe where you're from, what you're most interested in occupational therapy about, things like that.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mason. Calvin, I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Right now, I'm currently interested in hand therapy.
Awesome. I'm sure some of our listeners may know about what AOTA Hill Day is, but I'm sure a lot of them may also not know about it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what AOTA Hill Day actually is?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate to be able to go on the AOTA Hill Day event. And basically what that is for current OT students, faculty and practitioners to come together and advocate for certain issues related to policy in the realm of occupational therapy. Just really, really looking at how we can advocate for the profession and better the profession.
Got it. And is it like an in-person event? Do you have to go somewhere?
Yeah, so we flew out to Washington, D.C., and that was just a really cool experience. It was my first time in D.C., so that was really cool. And we had meetings in the Capitol buildings. And so there's a lot of walking, but just a really, really cool experience.
So, Calvin, tell me a little bit about why you initially decided to attend AOTA Hill Day.
At its core, I think I just really wanted to get involved within the division, but also just taking advantage of these opportunities that was provided by the program. I have limited experience with advocacy, but it was something that I felt that was important for me to get involved in. And also, I think I looked at this as a really cool opportunity to be able to network and meet other people, students and faculty, in the realm of OT, and I thought that was really appealing to me.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a really cool experience, kind of getting exposure to a different side of occupational therapy than most of us are used to. I feel like a lot of us think about it as just like an in-the-clinic sense, but we don't even really consider the legislature and policies that goes behind being a healthcare professional. I'm curious, in total, what do you think was your biggest personal takeaway from attending the conference?
I think just having that confidence in myself and being able to talk and speak up on why OT is important. I think another big takeaway is also just connecting with my peers and individuals that I met at the event. One of the members in my group was a member of the AOT PAC, which is AOTA's Political Action Committee. And so she was a great person to talk to and really just get insight about how important advocacy is for occupational therapy.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to have you. I hope to hear more about your conference endeavors in the future. But thanks, Calvin.
Thank you so much.
Jada, what do you think of what Calvin's kind of experience was with the conference? Do you think it was similar to your first experiences or any different? I know you haven't been to the Hill Day, correct?
Correct, yeah. And I'm honestly a little jealous. I think if there is a conference that I know, if there is a conference I wish I would have gone to, it would be Hill Day. And I think in a time right now where, you know, the future of OT is always changing, always evolving, and the policies that affect the clients that we will be working in the future, these policies are always changing and evolving. So having the opportunity to be involved in something like this, where your voice does matter, and your voice is being taken into consideration to fight for, you know, your profession and the people you are working for, is very important.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, we interviewed another student who was able to attend AOTA Hill Day, and we'll roll that clip right now. So the next guest we have joining us today is another one of my fellow classmates. Shivani is part of my cohort in the entry-level doctoral program here at Chan. And she's joining us today to tell us a little about her experience going to AOTA Hill Day, as well as her experience going or her ambitions about going to a future conference, which is the OTAC conference, which is coming up in a little bit. So welcome, Shivani. I'd love for you to introduce yourself to our podcast and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, hi. It's great to be here. So I'm Shivani. As Mason said, so I am a part of his cohort. So I am a second year EOTD student. I'm from Chino Hills, California, so kind of a local around here. And my interests when it comes to OT, probably inpatient adult rehabilitation or inpatient pediatrics. So I'm still deciding between the two.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for coming on. First of all, I wanted to ask you a little bit about AOTA Hill Day. So we actually had Calvin on the podcast a little bit earlier to talk about his experience going to AOTA Hill Day. But I'd love to hear about your experience, see if it was maybe different a little bit, the same, who knows. But first of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about why you decided to apply to go to AOTA Hill Day in the first place?
Yeah, I think in a lot of the classes that we've taken up until now, I think advocacy is a huge thing that's been talked about. But it's kind of hard to put into words as to like what advocacy is until you actually experience it. And I think as, you know, as we were learning about it, I really kind of wasn't sure if it was something that was going to be for me. So I applied to AOTA Hill Day because I knew that advocacy was the focus of it. And I just kind of wanted to see what it was all about. You know, we learn about it, but I wanted to see what it was like in action. And as an introvert also, it was something that I was kind of like shying away from. So I wanted to really push myself out there just to see what it was like. So I applied to see what would happen. And it actually ended up being a completely different experience than I thought it was going to be. I went in a nervous wreck. I will say that. I think I didn't expect, like, I went in thinking that like, oh, like, I don't know anything about policy. I don't know anything about the government, you know, like how all that works when in regards to OT. So I just tried it to see if it was something that I would be interested in the future. And it definitely, I ended up leaving with it being something that I would want to pursue definitely in the future.
Fantastic. It sounds like it was a cool experience, especially just the fact that you guys got to travel out to Washington, D.C. just to go and do it. I feel like even just the travel of it sounds like super exciting. Now, I'm curious what your initial expectations were when it came to going to AOTA Hill Day, and if those changed by going to, if those maybe actually ended up being wrong and it was a completely different experience.
Yeah, I think initially going into it, I thought that I was going to be put in a room alone with some government official, and I was gonna have to like memorize these policies and just kind of verbatim talk about them as they were described to me by like the AOTA board members and stuff like that, that like we would just have to kind of talk about it and be like, okay, please support us, and that would kind of be it. You know, I was picturing it as a very formal setting, that it was just going to be kind of like a you're in, you're out, that's it. And then it'd be like, okay, well, we talked about it. Now we don't really know what's going to happen with it, but, you know, that's about it. I think that's what I was expecting going into it, which made me very nervous. But actually, I think going into it, it was, you know, I think the one thing that was really great about it was prior to going in the first place, we had a meeting with the AOTA board members where they kind of gave us the rundown of all these policies and what to kind of expect on the actual day. And what was really nice about it was that I wasn't alone. So it's like, you're not going into these meetings alone. You're going with other people who come from the same district as you. And I think I was more reassured by the fact that I wasn't going to be talking to, the House of Representatives member, or the Congress member. It was just going to be like a staffer or something like that. So the stakes of it kind of went down a little bit. So then I was less nervous about it, I would say. And then it was just like nice to kind of have that education of like, you know, what to expect, and then also the policies and it, but they just made us feel very welcomed, and they made us feel very like, you know, this is not like, we're so happy that you're here. And this is just like an educational thing, not only for you, but for them too. Like, they're in the same position as you. So it was just like an overall really positive environment, which made the stakes of it really low.
That's fantastic. That sounds like an awesome opportunity. I know when I was speaking a little earlier to Calvin, he said a similar thing about like the fear that it would be like you locked in a room with like a senator and you having to like do that. But then he was surprised when it didn't end up kind of going about that. So I think that sounds like, yeah, it was a really cool opportunity. Now, I want you to I was wondering if you'd be willing to tell us a little bit about OTAC that's coming up, because I know that's something you're going to be a part of. And I was wondering, obviously, I know what the whole thing is, but I don't know exactly if our listeners may know. So I was wondering if you'd be willing to explain that to them.
Yeah, so OTAC, the conference is led by OTAC, which is the Occupational Therapy Association of California. And it's about a 3-day event, I want to say. And each day they have different sessions and things like that that you can attend. And it's not only for OT students, but it's for OT practitioners, members of the association, or even non-members of the association, if you're just interested in OT. It's an opportunity for you to just go and learn from occupational therapists practicing in the field, experts in certain specializations, just to learn more about the different specializations there are, the things that you could do with OT, the route they want to take in the future. You get to learn as to why people chose occupational therapy. You get to learn about advocacy, which is a huge thing that I'm now interested in. So it's a really nice opportunity to go and, you know, make those connections with other people, meet other occupational therapy students, meet people who are just interested in the profession. And yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome. And I think it's pretty cool the way it can kind of bring together people from different kind of walks of life, all focused, right, mm-hmm. on like the same passion of therapy, which I think is really interesting. So obviously OTAC hasn't happened yet. But I know that you applied for and you actually were awarded the ability to go to OTAC conference as well. So I was wondering, what are you most excited about when it comes to going to that OTAC conference?
There's a lot, I think. I just actually registered. So I have fully booked my days from like 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm just mostly excited to learn more about the different specializations within OT, and the new innovative things that you could do with OT. And I think, I mean, I've also enrolled in sessions that that will help prepare me for level 2 fieldwork, all about kind of what to expect, what to expect from your capstone and all things like that. So I think I'm excited most to learn more as to how to successfully continue my OT student journey, but also I think excited to learn more about where this profession can take me. I don't know what my interests are. I mean, I know what my interests are, but I don't know where exactly I want to kind of place my seed once I graduate school. So I hopefully this conference gives me that opportunity to kind of explore.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That sounds like a great opportunity, and I'm excited for you to experience it. Well, thank you so much, Shivani, for taking the time to come on the podcast. We are wishing you the best with OTAC, and I hope to see you in class soon. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
So it's really good to speak to Shivani. I think it's funny that both her and Calvin kind of shared the same sentiment of like initially being scared about Hilde, about like talking to like the representatives, but then it being a little easier when it was like the lobbyists or thing, not the lobbyists, but like their like assistants, I think is the way they worded it, things like that. So it like wasn't like exactly like them talking to them, which kind of eased the transition. Was there any fun takeaways you kind of had from that interview, Jada?
Yeah, I mean, I love how, both of them were, you know, again, saying how nervous they were, but then coming out of it more confident, which I think speaks to the power of going to a conference is you can have this, you know, personal growth. And I really appreciated Shivani's answers of, you know, this could be a new area of interest for her. And I loved her advice of to just go. And I love how she explained the impact that we as students can make within this profession.
Yeah, for sure. We have one last interview for you guys today on this episode. Now, one fun thing I always say about Chan is that we've got a lot of big names in OT, just kind of walking the halls, teaching your classes, things like that, which can be really cool, just the ability to access people in such high up positions in relation to OT. One of those being the OTAC president-elect. So Dr. Rafidi, she actually taught one of my kinesiology classes. She also sometimes teaches our adult physical rehabilitation immersion. And she's also the president of the Occupational Therapy Association of California. And they had a big conference just a past week or so ago. And so I actually got to sit down with Dr. Rafidi and talk to her about the upcoming OTAC conference. And I'd love to roll that clip for you guys right now. Well, hi, guys. I've actually have the pleasure of being joined today by one of my favorite professors, Dr. Samia Rafidi. So I'll give Dr. Samia Rafidi a chance to introduce herself.
Well, thank you so much. And thanks for thinking about me and inviting me. My name is Samia Rafidi, and I am an associate professor of clinical occupational therapy here at USC Chan. I'm also the program director for the Bachelor's to OTD program, as well as the Entry OTD program. And most recently, I get to add that I am a very proud and honored president of the Occupational Therapy Association of California.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. In this episode, we've talked a lot about conferences that students have attended in the past, are excited to attend in the future, and kind of that experience of just students getting to be exposed to conferences during their graduate education as part of our program. Now, obviously, we have the OTAC conference coming up really soon, actually, which is really exciting. This week, we got to meet with, we talked a little bit with Shivani, who's really excited to attend the OTAC conference. And I was just curious if you could tell us a little bit more about the OTAC conference coming up this week. You know, what is the theme? What is what's going to go down? And there's a lot, but maybe just like a quick little blur of what you think is going to be the most exciting.
Sure. Okay, so I'm glad you mentioned it because number one, I love OTAC. And number two, I absolutely love conference. And I think that it is such a like a part of the experience of being a student and future clinician that sort of gets you hooked in. And going to conference will do that. It'll get you so addicted to going to conference. This year, our theme for 2024 is Amplifying Occupational Therapy's Why. Here's our sticker. I'm showing it to Mason.
Exciting.
And what we really want to do is reconnect with our members and people who are not members so that maybe they can join when they understand what our why is. I think when you understand why people do what they do, it makes you more committed. It makes you more dedicated. It makes you feel like, oh my gosh, I really understand now what drives you. I understand what motivates you. So our theme is understanding or amplifying occupational therapy's why. And so our sessions are really focused around like why it is we do what we do as clinicians, as students, as administrators, as volunteer leaders. I'm really excited about the student track. I think the student track has so many great sessions. The student track at conference is built for students by students. We have a student committee, a student leadership committee under the OTAC leadership umbrella. And it is led by two co-chairs that actually have student leaders from each OT and OTA program in the state of California that come with ideas about what their student body or their peers want to hear more of. of. And so they came up with a student track for Friday and Saturday. And, you know, it's anything from clinical work to preparing for NBCOT to what do you do after you graduate. And I think that these are topics that really get students excited. They know that, you know, what the association has to offer is meaningful. And hopefully they'll see that not only is it a lot of fun to get to meet other OTs and OTAs and other students from other programs, but that it is like a lifelong commitment and that they have those opportunities to network, meet people, attend sessions on the student track, and on Sunday they can attend any sessions they want. It doesn't have to be the student track. They get to meet the volunteer leaders. We have a movie night on Thursday. We know that Thursday is tough for students because they're in class and right. in school. But mingle, walk around. It's always energetic. There's always a lot of good energy and spirit and camaraderie. And so I think to sum it up, I would say people should come to conference so that they could hear and understand the why, and maybe it will reignite in them why they chose the field and why they chose to study this discipline and this profession, and then get hooked and come back every year.
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that sounds like a really awesome opportunity. And I think there's something kind of special about, especially in OT, where I feel like we spend a lot of time to a lot of different disciplines kind of explaining what we do. I feel like there's like a special feeling of being in a big group of people who all kind of know what occupational therapy is, have that passion, kind of a little feeling that sense of family, I think must feel kind of transformative a little bit in that kind of way.
Totally. It is. It's like a family. And you don't even have to explain what OT is at the OTAC conference. That might be the best part of all of it, because everyone is like-minded. They all get it. They all do it. They're all studying it. They're all learning it. And they want more. They want more. I think that's the most exciting part. Once you get there, you'll want more. And so becoming a student leader, becoming a practitioner who's a volunteer leader, we welcome it. We want people to come in, get involved, get invested, and stay on board.
Yeah. Well, one last question for you. If you were talking to an occupational therapy student and they were considering whether or not to apply for a scholarship to go to OTAC or just to attend OTAC or any conference like it, what would be like the one kind of pitch you would give to them, the one best, obviously, you know, each person has a different experience. Each person takes away something a little bit different from going to a conference.
Yeah.
But what would you say is the best kind of takeaway from a conference as an occupational therapy student?
Gosh, how do you even wrap this up into one statement? I would say it's probably the funnest weekend of the year.
That's right.
I think it is one of the funnest weekends of the year. I think it is where you are with people who are all cut from the same cloth as you, who all have that passion and dedication for the profession and who want to be together. It's like a family. I have my presidential address, I guess. It's not really. It's like a 7 or 8 minute thing. But I talk about my own family and the way that I was raised and what makes me love what I do so much and how I see myself as being with my family, my work family. And I parallel that with the way I was raised with my actual family. And I don't see too much of a difference because I think there's that love and mutual respect and commitment that we have for one another. And I think that you develop those relationships and those roots for your professional family at conference every year.
That's fantastic. That's really beautiful. I appreciate kind of hearing that from you. Well, I wish you the best with OTAC coming up. I'm sure you and all the students going are going to have a blast, and I'm excited to and look forward to hearing about it afterwards. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. And if anybody out there would like to come and talk with me personally about the State Association or practice or my work here at USC, I am so happy to talk to anyone about it because I love it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mason.
Well, that was just a pleasure. I always love talking to Dr. Afidi. I think anyone who's met Dr. Afidi, anyone who knows of her, knows that she is just a fireball of energy. And anytime you walk in the room with her, you feel like motivated, you feel energized, and it just puts you in a good mood. Jada, what do you think of that interview?
I love that she explains like the theme of the conference and just really going into the importance of the why, because I feel like as students, you know, we are you feel the burnout at times. Like, let's all be real. You feel the burnout. You know, there are times where you second guess, or, you know, the infamous imposter syndrome, and you're just kind of like, why am I doing this? Or, you know, even in class, you're like learning about these interventions, and, you know, and they're like, well, why are you doing this with the patient? Why? Why? And I just love that she, you know, explained that it's important that we all reconnect with our why, just to give us, you know, that little extra oomph, you know, when things are hard, and we need something to reflect on, to remember, again, why we chose this profession. So I love that that was the theme, and I'm sure everyone, you know, had a great time, and were able to just be, you know, motivated back into relearning their why.
I can't agree more. I think it's kind of summing up like what we've like talked about today, right? Attending conferences, opportunities to go and explore and try new things. I think that like, what is your why kind of comment you just talked about, and what we talked about with Dr. Afidi, it just really makes sense. Because I think at the root of it, in those conferences, it's an opportunity to really, as a student for sure, reground yourself in the passion you have for the profession of therapy.
Yeah, totally.
And it can be hard, you know, because sometimes you'll be walking into a space and, you know, you're gonna have to be explaining what OT is again. And sometimes it takes a toll on you and that kind of passion you have for the field. And I think just the opportunity to attend these things, to not only reaffirm your passion for therapy, but learn and connect with others based on other people's passion for the profession of occupational therapy.
Yes, exactly.
It's just such a unique opportunity. And I think that really speaks to just the volume of how amazing of an experience it can be to attend conferences like that. I think as we wrap up, I would say if you're a student in our CHAN program, for sure, apply for the Student Leadership Awards if you're interested, because it's just such a great opportunity. Definitely. And like we talked about in the beginning, sometimes it's actually really easy doing. Sometimes I think it's like a 300, 500 word prompt. Sometimes you can really sit down for like 15, 20 minutes, think about your experience, and maybe even get an opportunity to really impact your time at USC. And if you're at other OT programs across the country, look for those experiences as well, because conferences just can be fantastic.
I personally like would love to, you know, continue going to as many conferences as I can. And so I just hope for any OT students at CHAN or anywhere else who is thinking about going, like, please, please, please go if you can. It's a wonderful opportunity. It's a fun opportunity. It allows you to grow. Yeah, I cannot recommend it enough. 10 out of 10.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Jada. Well, it has been Jada and I's pleasure to give you guys this episode today and give you a little snapshot into just an experience that kind of makes USC CHAN what it is. We will be back at you next time with another awesome episode. But until then, remember to fight on and just keep on going with your passions.
Wait. I have a joke.
Is it an OT joke?
Yes.
All right. Here we are. We'll close you guys off with an OT pun. We know you guys loved the last one, so we're back at it again.
Why did the baker become an occupational therapist?
Why?
They realized they were really needed in the healthcare field. Like, you know how you like need dough? Like it's spelled K-N.
Yes. That's good. Did you come up with that?
I wish I could say I did, but no, I'm literally looking at a website right now.
You know, that's okay. Well, there you have it, folks. OTs are always needed, and that's needed with a K. Anyways, thank you guys so much. It has been our pleasure, and we'll see you on the next one. Fight on. Thanks for listening. If you're interested in learning more about CHAN degree programs, student resources, or division news, feel free to visit our website at chan.usc.edu.